thought it was a way better game. I thought that it looked like the team that we thought we had, you know, which we haven't seen that type of game. I thought it was a good game. I thought we really managed the puck well. I thought we played, our compete level was real good. I thought we did a lot of good things. I thought we played a very smart 1-0 game, and we were very, very committed and unselfish. It was very, very good to watch us play. I thought we were good. A lot of good play from a lot of players tonight. Well, 1-0 game, pretty much played well, you know, for a guy that's not an easy role to play when you come in after playing 5 games and you haven't played very much, you know. But he's done that last year. I mentioned that earlier today. I thought Montoya was really, really good. You know, I don't know if he had to be spectacular, but he was good. He was big in the net, and I thought he helped us out. Yeah, the 5-on-3 was good there, but even the power plays that they had, a lot of size in front of them, a lot of work trying to find pucks, and you know, we gave them 5 opportunities, and they were fairly stressful at some key times.
Does that encourage you to maybe stick with some of these new line combinations?
I think it would be a start, you know, after what I just thought the guys played better. They just played better. They, you know, it was good to get the first goal playing with the lead, but I thought we just played better. We were just a lot stronger, and I think they felt comfortable, you know, see where the lines go. But I mean, for us right now, we've got a lot of positives to build on. Same with the tape. If you watch the tape back, which I will, you're going to be able to take a lot of good things off of there.
You talked about playing more freely. Did you see that tonight?
I saw us play more in control, like we were comfortable with what we were doing. We did some detail things way better. We made some, a little bit of I wouldn't say adjustments, but just more of neutral zone stuff. We had to be better because we weren't great in the previous game. And I thought we did some things way better there, just under control. So to me, I saw a lot of really good things.
Do you have a goaltender controversy?
I'll leave it up to you guys to create one if you'd like.
Can you talk about the game and what it means to, you know, just come off the bench and play so well?
Did he just get in the room or just answer that question? Well, his game was great. Like he's played in tough situations. He did it last year. He's done it again this year. You know, and it's not an easy game to play when you watch your team play 5 and then you're under the gun. A lot of pressure on Al, and I thought he handled it superb, just like he did last season. He was really strong.
That's what I meant. He's just 2 years in a row now, and he's gone back. He said he did it with the Islanders too. His first game of the year against Sharks.
Yeah, but he's been like that. I mean, that's why for me, he doesn't make me nervous when he goes in the net. He's been working good. Wade Flaherty's had him prepared for a while, and he's done a great job. This just seems to be his mark, which is a perfect backup, you know.
Claude, you haven't had many game-changing performances from you guys so far this year. Would you call Evander's performance tonight the closest to it this year so far?
I would just, the more game-changing for me would be more of our whole team general mentality play. Because I thought we were managing the game in front of us, and we were playing way more conscientious. You just watch, if you look at the puck management side of stuff, from our breakout through the neutral zone, putting pucks in the right area, I think in a general sense, I think that I would say, I'm not taking anything away from Evander, played a good, strong game. But I thought our whole team played a good, strong game. We played with a purpose, and I think there was urgency, which we talked about before. Plus, we played 60 minutes. I thought we played a really strong game.
How do you ensure that consistency?
How do you what?
Ensure that consistency, that they can bring that game night after night.
Well, I don't know. If you were able to bottle it, I think that every coach would try to get it. But I think you accentuate the positives. We have another game to play, and then we practice. So for me, there's some things we have to do this week in practice that will help the consistency. But we need to play another game first against Montreal. But I think the big thing is you try to maintain the positives, and you make them recognize that it comes first of all with work and commitment and effort. We had all those things. And I think we have just proven to ourselves that we can win those 1-0 games. So it's a lot easier to prove to continue the consistency when you win than when you lose.
Another night where Jacob Chernil led you a nice time. What are some of the things he's done to earn your trust and use him in all situations like he did?
He's a very good player right now for us. You know, like he can you say, he plays with a lot of poise. He shakes off mistakes. He plays with a large amount of confidence. He's just a good player. Like, you watch him play. You watch the details in his game. He skates. He manages the net real well, around the net real well. He makes smart decisions. He's just playing very well, you know. Dustin Byfuglien's playing very well as well, you know. So he had some major impact on the game, which was great to see.
5-on-3, your turning point tonight?
Last one, guys.
I don't know, but I was, you know, in that type of game, you just, I thought we did a good job there. I don't know if it was a turning point, but there was a couple of big plays, like Stewart, big block. There was a couple of big plays in there. We iced it a couple of times, fired it down with some really good effort, some sacrifices there was good. Those things are rallying points. I'm not sure if it was a turning point, but you could look at it that way.